So I'm sitting here in our little cottage again. I'm going to welcome you back to the program. This morning I was at the dog park and I met this lovely lady with a lovely dog. And her lovely dog wanted to play with Bruce, one of our pups. And so they did. And I'm talking with this lady and she reminds me of when I was talking with another lady at another dog park who I haven't seen in about 9 months. And while I'm talking to her, I feel like I'm talking to this other lady in this other dog park. It feels 100% real to me that I'm talking to this other lady named Julie. And like I said, it's been 9 months. I haven't seen her in 9 months. And so I don't give it a second thought. I get my puppies in the car and, one of the things we were talking about, the lady who I was talking to said something about today being anti-Christmas. It's June 25th here in Australia today. And she explained it to me. Anti-Christmas is, she's from England, where it's normally cold at Christmas time. Yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania originally, where it was cold at Christmas time. And here in Australia, it's summertime at Christmas time. It's hot. It's bloody hot. And so I'm thinking, you know what? Loving husband, okay, loving puppy dad was at the park mostly, but loving husband thought, boy, wouldn't it be cool to get Victoria an anti-Christmas gift? So I thought, cool, what I'll do is I'll stop at the shops. There's some shops on the way home at this little intersection called Bolton Street. So I stop at the Bolton Street shops and I get some chicken thighs for dinner, one of Victoria's favorite meals. And yeah, I get them all lit up. Can you hear this? So I get some chicken thighs for Victoria. I get a chicken carcass for the pups to split. And I go next door and I get some vegetables to put into a special omelet. And then I go to the deli, which is in the same little set of shops run by my friend Alan. And I get some lovely goat cheese. And then finally I stop at the florist's. And I ask if they have any of the lemon-scented oriental lilies. Okay, that's the best part, right? And oh, by the way, at the deli I also got some of what's called Christmas pudding. For whatever reason, it's June 25th here and they've got this stuff called Christmas pudding on sale. I've heard Victoria's family talk about it. It's not really my thing, but they've got it on special for $5, right? In the middle of June. Who would have thunk? So I grabbed one. And like I said, then I went to the florist, and the florist doesn't have any lilies. But they say, hey, we've got a guy out on the road around the corner. I said, yeah, I know where he is. And they said, let's call and make sure. So they called him on his mobile phone, and sure enough, he had some. So I rolled around, and I got some. And so I put him in the car, and I'm driving home, and I get the urge to go away that I normally don't go. And I'm making a left, making a right, driving along this little the Eltham High School, and there's a crosswalk. And I stop at the crosswalk to let a couple and a young girl cross, and it turns out to be Julie, the lady from the dog park who I haven't seen in 9 months. It's Julie, her husband, and the little girl. And I haven't seen them for 9 months, might be closer to a year. And there they are, right in front of my car. And they see me driving past, and they holler out about Bruce, because they don't know Bruce. But Bruce has got his head sticking out the back window, smiling at him. This is the power of ignition. I really want to nail what happened this morning for you. Because this is really how this works, from what I can tell. You see, my job is an NLP modeler. I was trained in neurolinguistic programming by some really cool people. I managed to take trainings twice from one of the founders, Richard Bandler. And I got to play with and spend some time interviewing a lot of the old school people because I was involved in a project. I was involved with a really cool NLP project back around the year 2000 or so. So what I find really cool in modeling people is I notice things that most people miss in process. In other words, most people pay attention to the thoughts. Some people pay attention to the thinking. I put attention in what gives rise to the thinking, the process behind the process, essentially. So with this process that we call ignition, I don't hear anybody else talking about this. And I get this is really important for a couple reasons. One, if you listen to Neville, you know, Neville says what you are is consciousness. What you are is imagination. You are not your physical body. Every mystic says that. That's my personal experience as well. And why is that important? To me, that's vitally important because I want you to listen to my story. And I want you to listen to Neville's lectures in a way that you probably haven't before. Neville says this human body is the cross that Christ is crucified upon. You get it? Your body is the cross that Christ is crucified on. The cross, by the way, is made of wood. This is some of my stuff. And wood is where stored sunlight is hidden. So let's go back to the dog park this morning. I'm hanging out with a new lady. Gosh, I wish I could remember her name. It'll come back, I'm sure. I hope. Maybe not. And I'm feeling like I'm talking to Julie, who I haven't seen in 9 months. I'm honest to God feeling the warmth that I feel when I talk to a friend. Of course, I made a new friend as well. But I'm feeling, I feel the spark in my belly. Like I said, it felt like I was talking with Julie. And I just had that little fond blink or so. Yeah, yeah. And I give it no second thought. While the conversation continues, this whole anti-Christmas thing comes up. And I thought, isn't that cool? In Meta-Manifesting, if you look at the chart on that website, one of the biggest rings is love. From what I can tell, true love is very powerful. Love is what you are. Again, according to every mystic, Neville says you're that. Go to NevilleGoddardQuotes.com and look at the Manifesting Love section. There's a really cool quote on there that describes, you know, Neville says not to chase what you are. What you are is love. And I want you to get that. So I'm feeling love. I'm feeling lovely. I'm feeling, oh my God, I can be this loving husband. Me and the pups will stop on the way home at Bolton Street and I'll get Victoria some chicken thighs for her favorite dinner. You hear the lightness in my voice? I love when a friend of mine, her daughter, was pregnant and it was so obvious. She glowed like a pregnant schoolgirl is a phrase from back in the old world where I grew up. Yep, you're glowing like a pregnant schoolgirl. And sure enough, this girl was glowing. When we talk about words like, when we say, hey, lighten up, when someone's too heavy and serious, right? Or we notice, yeah, you know what, you're glowing. I mean, a lot from, you know, when I look at a pregnant woman, I see a glow that's normally not there. You feel lighter. Whenever you're happy, whenever you're in love, whenever you're doing something that you love, that you're passionate about. There's no coincidence that these words are an experience, they're a feeling. And we're talking about ignition. When that love, when that feeling, when that spark moves the body, there's a difference in the quality of the physical universe. Your body is part of the physical universe. I'll say that a million times. I'll imply that a million times. Because we really get to notice your body is part of the physical universe. And whenever ignition happens, like rubbing two sticks together to form fire, that there's a different feel. I wish I could give this to you. In a way, I can while I'm talking about this. But if you're doing the bow drill, as I learned it, as I teach it, you can feel where there's a shift, where this, instead of just making hot dust, you can feel a coal start to happen. You can feel that spark congeal and start to be released. And when I'm thinking about talking with Julie, I can feel that, yeah, I wonder how she's doing. And then there's like a settling in there. That 18-inch adventure also happens at the same time. You get it? And so that little spark grows into a fire, and that fire also fuels me stopping and doing all this lovely stuff for Victoria. And here's the thing, ready? If I wouldn't have gone to the deli, The deli ate up about 3 minutes worth of time, maybe four. I went to the deli to get the goat cheese and some eggs and some other stuff. Real quick, but if I didn't go to the deli, or if I skipped getting the spinach at the greengrocer's, I wouldn't have made it at the same time to see Julie and her family. If I wouldn't have, by the way, when I pulled into the tent where the flower guy was, actually had the lilies that I wanted for Victoria, her favorite flowers, right? Loving husband, living from a state. And when I'm living from that state of loving husband, I can't help but tell him, do you know who these flowers are for? And the whole place stops because most people are just cashing and getting out. But I'm telling stories because I'm going to invite more people to the state of loving husband. Right? Even if a guy's there buying flowers for his wife, I want to invite more people to that state. So I'll verbalize it a little bit. I'll communicate it. There's no power in the words, but there's communication in words. Words set direction. Words tell people to look where they haven't. Look, a squirrel. Okay, that's the power of words. Now, when I'm in the tent and I say this is anti-Christmas Day, it's exactly 6 months before Christmas. We're celebrating Christmas on a cold day like we do back home in the old country. And they're all looking. And I finish up my story. I pay my bill. I get in my car. I say, look, guys, I got the flowers because the pups are in the back seat. And I'm driving down the road and I'm taking, again, I just follow this little urge. It takes me on a path I normally don't go, past Eltham High School, and there's Julie and her family. I've never seen them there before. I may never see them there again. But can you hear the fire in my voice? Can you hear the energy? Can you feel the lightness, the love of doing something lovely for my lovely wife? You know why Julie was there? Please don't say any earthly reason. The reason why Julie was there at that moment was because I was there at that moment. Because we were both there. The bodies were, her body and my body was there, her family's bodies and me and my puppy's bodies in my car, which we call Abdullah. We were all there because of the imaginal act. We were all there because of ignition. And what I want you to notice is this. I knew that I would see Julie. I didn't know when. I didn't know it would be that fast. She may have ended up at the dog park. If need be, she would have. It may have been a day or two, but I will guarantee to you because I felt ignition. And I didn't damper the flames. I didn't let the head put the flames out. Oh, no, that'd be silly to see Julie. Because I felt ignition. And then, okay, remember, ignition happens in the belly. Check out, just Google a phrase called fire in the belly. Okay, there's some old traditions around that. So I felt ignition in the belly. I felt just like I was talking with Julie. And I'm getting in the car. And so that fire in the belly comes up into the heart. The heart's what? The heart wants to feel emotions. Okay, war view a little bit. The heart wants to feel emotions and sensations. And you know what? I've got these emotions and sensations, and I'm going to blame them on, you know, into Christmas. Okay, by the way, if I wasn't living from the state of loving husband, into Christmas would have become nothing more than trivia. Don't ever blame anything on the outside. It's all coming from the state that you're living from. And so I oscillate all day long. Okay, go back to the purposes recording. Okay, I oscillate all day long on these three. Yeah, loving puppy dad, loving husband, loving trainer. All three long, all day long. All three of those, bum, 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 are moving through my life all day long. And so this fire that's going on, okay, in there, I was loving puppy dad at the park. I'm loving husband on the way home. I'm loving husband to take me on a weird route to go buy the flowers. And I just want to get home quick because I got all this stuff in the car. So I take this. Yeah, see, I can blame it on anything. But it's all the imaginal act getting me so I can see, hey, there's my friend Julie and her husband Scott and the kiddo. I forget the kiddo's name. Maybe I'll remember, maybe I won't. And then, boom, I'm home. And I've got a great story to tell you as a loving trainer. the reason I want you to notice ignition, I want you to get really good at this 18-inch adventure going down into the belly. And when the fire happens in the belly, and again, play with this in the simplest ways. It's 4:37 p.m. on a Saturday here, and I'm out here in the cottage making a recording. Right after it, we're taking the puppies for a walk. But I imagined earlier today making a recording. And it's going to be dark here in about an hour. The sun's already getting down fairly low, I can tell, by the way it looks through these lovely windows. But this is so vital, because what got me here was imagining making this recording for you. I want you to catch this juice. I want you to feel this light. I want you to get that the body is what Christ is crucified upon. That doesn't make the body bad. Take a peek at what Neville says about this stuff. Like I said, I'm just bringing other symbology in it because that's my job. I refer to Neville as often as I can because I love Neville. Neville's experience parallels mine. And so I'm able to use some of his wording and some of his stuff to get my experience out there and bless people. And so in Neville's world, and I agree with this, the human body is where Christ is crucified. Take a peek at that. And then notice some things. Do you believe that you're your body? Most people I know will say no, but they'll behave as if they do. You can't possibly do anything physical to make something happen. Okay, I can't do anything physical to make anything happen. But my body, which is part of the universe, will do what it does in the course of everything happening. Sometimes my body will be involved, sometimes it won't. But Neville says, all that befalls you, I'll have to look up the quote. Neville talks about free will being an illusion. All that you do and all that befalls you is because of the state that you're living in. You can look that up on freeneville.com. Look up the Do Something or Do Nothing article. Just put in quotes, Do Something or Do Nothing, then put quotes again and you'll find the article I'm thinking of. But this is really cool stuff, gang. Because there's nothing physical you can do to make anything happen. I've tried living like that way. Okay, but here's the thing. I know people that do exactly, they work on the same kinds of projects that I do, and they're failures. They don't make any money. All they do is experience frustration. Victoria and I work on a half a dozen different projects, and we do all right. And the reason we do all right is because of what we're sharing here. The cornerstone of it all is this 18-inch adventure. The cornerstone of it all is ignition. The cornerstone of it all is noticing what you feel becomes real. If you believe with all your heart that you are a successful business person, a successful consultant, if you believe that you are an investor, if you fully feel what an investor feels, you will invest. So back when I was a young boy, I talk about this with the Prosperity Pack. I was reading Think and Grow Rich. I was on my paper route. And, one of my paper customers, I'll just generalize a little bit. One of my paper customers, Edwin. Edwin was rich. Yeah, if I said he was a millionaire, that would be an understatement. Edwin was worth a lot of money. And he spotted me reading Think and Grow Rich one day. I was embarrassed. Okay, I thought only poor people read books like that. Okay, he told me it was one of his favorites. Here's the wealthiest man in Scottsdale probably telling me that that book is one of his favorites. I was never ashamed to read a book after that again. But here's the thing. My state had me reading it from a place of shame, and it wasn't working for me. I read the same book today, and it works for me. And I'm not saying that to suggest that everyone go out and read Think and Grow Rich, even though it's a darn good book. It's not necessarily what I would suggest your most valuable investment, but compared to watching the typical YouTube video, I'd read Think and Grow Rich. Now, what's really cool is noticing that Edwin was reading the same book. I had this thing going on. I felt that it was important to read books like that. Edwin felt that it was important to read books like that. I imagine reading books like that were important enough that I actually read them, and so did he. But his spark was a little different than mine. He was 100%. By the way, so we both had the same ignition. We both had the same fire in the belly. But when it came up to the heart, again, the belly just knows. I know putting good stuff in me is vital. I know that investing in books and courses and trainings is vital. I spend a pretty fair amount of money on stuff that helps me do better online, that helps me be a better communicator. I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars on NLP trainings. And that has totally changed my life because of how I think differently now, of how I can notice the process behind thinking differently now, like not very many people in the world can. And I can because I've put in the dirt time and I've trained with some really good people. Now, Edwin and I both had the same ignition, read good books. Okay, we just felt it. Ugh, this is vital. When we came up to the heart, I was a little bit ashamed, okay? I felt a little bit of fear around reading it. I didn't want people to know. I was embarrassed. Edwin wasn't. We had different experiences at the heart. And so when we're taking that 18 adventure back up from the belly, and Edwin shared his experience at the heart, and I noticed my experience at the heart, I decided to take his. Okay, I didn't know NLP back then. I was just a young guy. But I took his anyway. Okay, yeah, that was easy. If Edwin's not ashamed, I'm not ashamed. If someone makes fun of me, I'll say, hey, richest guy in Scottsdale, right? He's reading it next. You get it? And it changed how all that stuff got in my head. Remember the head? Yes, no, good, bad, right, wrong. So the head's got to have a thought or a thinking process around something. I decided to fill my head with thoughts and thinking processes like Napoleon Hill, like Neville Goddard, like Buckminster Fuller. I decided, you know, I read that quote, you know, the one, you know, the five people that you surround the five people closest to you are the ones that you're most like. Odds are you all make about the same amount of money. Odds are you have pretty much the same opinions about most things. I decided to surround myself with people like Napoleon Hill, Buckminster Fuller. You get it? That's why you're here. And if you take that ignition moment, again, the ignition got me reading the book. And as that fire, as that little spark grows into a little flame, and that flame grows into a fire, what qualities are you adding to it? Okay, notice again going back up into your heart. After you've felt fully as real something important and you start to move. Okay, we're noticing something on the Law of Attraction Manifesting More Money group. People are celebrating. You know what? I took a 45-minute walk today. Yeah, you know what I did today? I decided to really focus on my fitness, and I found out my buddy has a jump rope company or something. I forget the details there, but I got a new jump rope, right? Just for fun. Okay, we're noticing people doing what we're talking about here. I felt ignition in my body, and my body had to stop at the Bolton Street shops, ostensibly to buy all this stuff for Victoria. Okay? In quote-unquote reality, my body was just killing time so I could intersect with Julie just to wave hi. But the state of loving husband got to come out and play. Now get how cool this is. Ready? We're going to tie all this up together in the next 5 minutes in a way that's going to boggle your mind. Having those three states play together all the time. I'm at the dog park. I'm loving puppy dad. I meet another loving puppy parent, and we get along fine. We have a conversation. Meanwhile, I feel like I'm talking to Julie, and I drop it, right? No big deal. Okay, that fire. Okay, boom, ignition happens. And then I get back in the car and I return to the state of loving husband. I'm going home to see Victoria, who stayed at home this morning to do some dusting and vacuuming and, you know, stuff like that. So I'm on the way home, but loving husband goes crazy. Loving husband wants to do all this shopping. And loving husband, right, you know, wants to get home after he does the shopping, after the final stop at the tent. And that's where he crosses paths with his friend Julie and her husband Scott and the kiddo. You get it? I'm just moving from one state to another. And now I've got this story to share with you. Boom, boom, boom. Those three states can contain even seeing my friend Julie, who I haven't seen in 9 months. These three states contain everything. Because I'm always moving through a loving, lovely state that empowers me, a state that I've chosen. I don't go through times of, I wonder if I'll see Julie. I don't know. I sort of felt it real. Did I feel it real? I didn't go into the state of kind of sleep, but... You see, I didn't let the head go nuts with all that stuff. I didn't, yeah, you know what? I'm going to see Julie because I felt this. I wonder how her kiddo is. And Scott, he's an interesting fella. Well, yeah, never mind. Doesn't matter, does it? Yeah, I didn't let any of that happen because I'm busy going into another one of my states that has a lot of oomph to it, a lot of light to it. What I want you to do is to base your life on light and love and what you are, and discovering day in and day out you are not your body. Your body and your behavior will do what they do, driven from the state that you are in. So choose a couple states. Go back if you haven't already, and if you have, just keep flirting with them. Refine them to the point where listen to how I share my stories. I go from one state to the other state to the other state. This is just good fun for me. And by doing this, oh my God, the fun. You get it? I didn't have to make anything happen. All I did was went from loving puppy dad to loving husband. Saw my friend Julie and Scott and their kiddo. Come home, I tell Victoria about it. And now I'm telling you. Completing the loop with the third state, loving teacher. Loving trainer. This is so much fun. Why do I get so many amazing meals when I buy meat? I love meat. Okay, I happen to believe it's good for me. I've done some research. It seems like my body is made of meat, and it's fueled by fat. So I eat a lot of meat and a lot of fat, and I've got a lot of energy, and my weight keeps getting more optimized. No, I'm not going to blame it on that. I'll blame it on the fact that I've imagined being fit and healthy. And, well, the brain does some research. The heart notices how it feels. It enjoys eating meat. It enjoys eating good fats. That's the heart. We sink down to the belly and, oh, I get the best deals on this stuff. I just know it. I feel how good it is for me. I feel that I get these really good deals. That way I've got... You know what? I've got some more money to invest because I'm getting roasts at half price, right? And I love cooking. Loving husband loves that. Loving puppy dad loves giving some scraps to the pups, and also a really good diet as well. But having those states in place, I don't have to go good deal, good deal, good deal on meat. I don't have to sit around and, you know, imagine getting a good deal on meat all the time. I know I do, because as a loving husband, that's part of my plan. As an investor who takes care of his family, that's part of my plan. I have some free cash because I get such great deals. You get it? Play with these three identities. Allow ignition to happen in the most coolest ways. And again, the ignition homework is always simple. Imagine, today I've got a bottle of soda water next to me. And I'm thirsty. So I'm going to stop the recording in just about a minute or two after we wrap this up, and I'm going to take a drink because I can see it. It's off to my left here again. That's where I put my drink when I'm recording. And I'm imagining feeling my... Can you hear it? I'm imagining my thirst being quenched. Oh, that's going to be good. And I make that little 18-inch adventure. You know, I just move from my head. Yeah, there's the soda water over there. Got it. That's just data. Down to my heart. You know, I enjoy the fizz. I don't know why. That sensation, the fizzle, reminds me of you know, when I was a little bit of a younger guy, when I started hanging out at the local club, you know, just I'd order fizzy drinks. I'd be sober when everyone else was drunk, and yeah, I found it a lot easier to be selective on whatever girl I wanted to dance with, and also be in control of what happened for the evening, so I didn't have any regrets in the morning. And I sink down to the belly, and I know, yep, oh, I can feel it's time for that drink coming up. I'm going to enjoy that soda water. So I want you to imagine something simple to the point where you notice your body moves. Allow yourself to discover that you are what did the imagining. And your body, well, once you surrender to the state, your body's going to be a part of how it happens. The whole universe is a part of how it happens. And like Neville says, it's going to happen in the most natural way. It's going to happen so naturally. You're going to be tempted to go, oh, yeah, it looks like they were having a school function. Julie must have been there for that. I'll blame it on the school function. Okay? Was there a school function? Sure. Okay? But I also had to go get the flowers, and I also had a choice which way to drive. See, you could drive yourself nuts with your head, or you can just go, you know what? Here are the rules. It often happens in a way that's so natural, you will be tempted to deny what you are and what you did. Okay, that's woven in through quite a few lectures. So just notice when it happens. Notice that your body and your behavior will take their natural paths. The natural path can be something really direct, or the natural path can be something pretty indirect. Notice that. Yeah, today I would have never guessed I was doing all those weird things to have an imaginal act come true so I could tell you about it today. I had something a little bit different planned, but this is obviously better. So imagine something simple involving your body, involving your behavior to the point where you actually find your body, which is part of the universe, doing it. And you're going to notice more and more, like we're finding in the Law of Attraction Manifesting More Money group, that, you know, you imagine enjoying fitness at a new level, and hey, your buddy has a jump rope company kind of thing you didn't know about, or however it all worked out, I forget. But you're going to notice, well, Stacy had the good one. She imagined going to a concert, and she bought tickets. That's pretty natural, isn't it? And friends of hers bought her tickets, and other friends of hers bought her tickets. So she's going to this concert three times in three different locations. Ignition got her to move to buy the tickets. Ignition also sparked the flames, quote-unquote, in other people. So they bought tickets too. For whatever reason, Julie and her family crossed the road exactly when my BMW got there. Not 60 seconds before, I would have never seen them. Not 60 seconds later, I would have never seen them. Right at that moment. That's where I want you to play. And it all begins with noticing. I'm imagining right now drinking that soda water to the point where I'm going to say, see ya. Thanks for playing. Listen to these recordings again and again. Get dirty with them. And notice, I swear to God, you're going to find new things in each recording the more you play. Because the more you play, the more you play, you change. What you are in the world changes the more you play. And when you listen back again, you're going to go, my God, I can't believe I missed that. Well, you missed it because, in a way, it wasn't there for you before. You get it? Have fun. By the way, if you've done our other programs, all the time we hear from Manifesting Mastery people, they'll do the training once, then time will go on. They'll say, hey, can you send us the recordings again? And absolutely, that's cool. So we send them the recordings, the emails again, and they say, I can't believe I totally didn't even hear that the first time. It's like, yeah, you're a different person now. How cool is that? All right, I'm going to drink. I'm going to stop imagining teaching, and I'm going to start imagining drinking again. And it's time. I can feel it. Got to go. See you later. And have a wonderful day.